Your pastor, Mike Wiggin.
He teaches the truth of gospel.
Actually, he does it. Can I help you? Right on your website, it says you're saved by grace alone and faith alone. We have to start right there. Do you know any Bible verse that tells you in love that you're saved by grace alone, faith alone? What that means is the grace of God saves me. All I do is have faith, and pretty much anything else in my life I do, no matter how I live, I'm saved by grace and faith alone. Do you know any Bible verse that teaches that anyway?
Like, of course, from my personal belief.
Wait, we're going to the Bible, not personal beliefs. We live by every word out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, not by your own belief. This is why Calvary's false. They formed a system for your desires, your wants, your itchy ears. It's not rooted in sound doctrine. No Bible verse says you're saved by grace alone, faith alone. You're one of your mocking leaders out there today. He was mocking, dancing, and doing stuff. Silliness, foolishness. He said Ephesians 2:8-9. You know what Ephesians 2:8-9 says? By grace, through faith, you're saved. Doesn't say only. Doesn't say alone. By grace, through faith. So the grace of God is love to send Jesus Christ, right? To die for us, right? And by faith in Christ and his shed blood, we have the eligibility to come to Christ. And the Bible, I'm preaching the gospel here to you, because of his shed blood, the Bible calls you to repent. That means come out of your fleshly ways, come out of the world, come out of false churchianity. And when you repent and you say, Lord, I'm willing to obey and follow you, not man-made religion, not the culture. And you guys are merged with the culture and man-made religion. God says, I'll give you my Holy Spirit. Acts 5, you can be born again. When you're born of God, you don't just attend a church service. You don't just do what everybody else is doing at Calvary. You go right here to the Word of God, and you test everything you believe. And the Bible says to come out of the world, or you're an enemy of God, James 4:4. The Bible says don't love the things of the world, 1 John 2:15, or the love of God's not in you. The Bible commands, if we're born again, to obey his word and walk in holiness and righteousness. And if we don't walk in holiness and righteousness, Jesus said, you know a tree by its lips, by its heart. What do we know a tree by? Do you know the scriptures? Fruit. By the fruit. So when we look at the fruit of Calvary, we see false gospel. We see worldliness, sports, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity. I think my young brother said the school has the children doing what?
Worldly sports, dressed very immodestly.
How is this godly, doing worldly sports, dressing our temples up, competing covetously to win over other people? How is this of God in any way? It's not. And so by that gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, repentance, you'll be born again. Holiness and obedience must overtake your life, obeying God. Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. You're not obeying God in Calvary Chapel. And the Bible says you must endure to the end in a saving faith. All these things you're doing, you must endure to the end. It's part of the saving faith. James 2 is very clear. James says, show you my faith, I'll show you my works. Show you my works, I show you my faith. James goes so far as to say that your works, that means obeying God, leaving sin, living in holiness, justifies your faith. Does that sound like grace alone, faith alone to you?
Yes, like,
it's not, sir. It's not. Can you give me Bible verses?
Yeah.
What has Mike Wiggins taught you? Can he give you Bible verses, or you're telling me, I think, I feel, I believe, young man? I love you.
From my figures, it doesn't get saved by our works and stuff.
Your works are part of your salvation according to the Bible. And if you're not obeying God, did you know in Hebrews 10:26, did you know it says if you practice and keep willful sin, that sin you know you're doing, whether you're a liar, a drunk, You practice pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday that are actual lies. They're not even true, and they practice them at Calvary. Did you know the Bible says that the blood of Christ will not cover you? You don't have a sacrifice for that sin. You know why? Because you're holding on to it. You're holding on to it, and when you die, God's going to go, oh, that's a sin on your record, not on my son's record. That's a sin on your record. Your t-shirt says coffee bar. What is that? See, they have all kinds of things to, you know, ooh, we have a coffee bar. Today, you know what? A man came out. Not one man. What's your first name?
It's Mayan.
What's your first name?
It's Mayan.
Mayan?
Yeah.
Mayan. I'm too close. This is my brother, Kuo. Not one man today, while we stood out there for those two services, brought a Bible out. All they did was come out and mock. Not one man. I told them, I'll be here in the middle. I'd be here at the end. Come bring your Bible. Not one man brought a Bible. All they did was mock. All they did was bump into me on the sidewalk. And when I used a Bible term, like the word whore, did you know that's in the Bible 60 times, over 60 times? They went and called the police over it because I used the word whore. And the police are like, this is how wicked these places are. Let me go over it for you. False gospel. They don't preach a biblical gospel. They have you like the world. You act, talk, live, dress like the world. Did he get a gospel card?
No, he didn't.
I want you to have a gospel card. Because I want you to, the testing is going to go up today. We're going to work on it. Don'tperish.com. There's a testing of Mike Wiggins and that church is going to go up to expose him. It's going to go all over the internet. If you don't want it, you don't need it. Don'tperish.com. False gospel, worldliness, pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that are lies. Feminization, the women are feminized and show themselves off. They don't cover their heads. How much sin do you think is God going to stand where you think you're still going to be forgiven? And you're associated to it, young man. You're associated with it. Mike Wiggins has not taught you the truth. He's scratching your itchy ears, young man. You need to repent or you're going to lose your soul. I love you enough to tell you that truth. Jesus said, few there be that find it. Narrow is the way. That word few means puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. How many people go there? 1,000? A very few number of them are going to find eternal life. You know why? They're going to have to repent and they're going to have to lose their life. Do you know if you really want to follow Jesus, you have to lose your life? You'll have to lose most of your family, your friends, your church life, whatever you, if you did something sinful for your career, you'd have to lose your career. Jesus says to lose everything in Matthew 10. All you guys do is go to church on Sunday. What have you lost for the cause of Christ? To obey him in holiness.
I just, because me and my brother, like, have to go through, but, like, I just want to say that you have y'all's belief, and I have my belief in the Bible. And
it's not rooted in the Word of God, you're going to be lost. You can't have your own belief system, sir.
No, have they
taught you that?
No, because we're not focusing on ourselves in this world. Because
what about all the sin I just showed you at Calvary Chapel?
Some of the things that we do at Calvary, it might seem unworldly to you.
They are worldly to the Bible.
But
to be a friend of the world is, makes you an enemy of God. James 4:4.
No, because we do it to bring people to the.
No, see, they're bringing people. You're making false converts and goats. No. You're not making godly saints. I think our conversation is done here unless you repent. That cross you're wearing is a pagan symbol that's not going to save you. That's actually, I mean, the last thing I'm going to say to you, because I love you and I'm letting you go. That's a stench before a holy God, you wearing a cross and not even obeying the word of God and going to a false goat farm. You best repent. You're going to lose your soul. You look for that testing. It's going up today. I'll be working on it right now. You tell Mike Wiggins, he's a Revelation 21:8 coward. I waited for him to come out. He's going to get exposed. He's deceiving people like you and your brother. Repent. That's the most loving thing I could tell you. Repent and turn from your own ways and your man-made religion. Mark 7. Howbeit in vain you worship me, keeping man-made traditions, Calvary. Teaching them his doctrines. Repent, young man. Repent. All right. What do we got going on? We're done here, sir. You tell that goat farm they're going to be exposed. In love.
Here's the...
How are you, ma'am?